Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
My project is definitely Dwayne Oswald.
Hello, ladies and germs.
So now he thinks he's Mr. Funny Man. He won't stop telling jokes.
What?
I'm gonna crash! Everybody get out of the way!
Another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2.
Thanks, Julie. Now, who knows what bearing each other's burdens means?
Oh, Jason, I know!
Okay, Jared?
Carrying their stuff?
Well, yeah, if you take the verse literally. But when you carry someone's stuff, what are you doing? Yeah, Sarah?
You're helping them.
Right, good. So what are some ways you all help people?
Carrying their stuff.
Thanks, Jared. But what are some other ways?
I help my mom with the dishes.
Okay.
I help my dad with the yard work.
Good. And Dwayne, what about you?
Me? Well, I'm not very good at helping. I mean, when I carry things, I drop them. And when I help my mom with the dishes, I break them. And because of that, my dad won't let me near the gardening equipment. So I'm no help there.
Oh, come on now. There must be some way you help others.
Nope, not ringing a bell.
Well, then, Dwayne, I think I might have a way for you. It's called encouragement.
Encouragement?
That's right, Julie. And it's something every one of us should practice.
You mean being nice?
Well, encouragement means more than just being nice. It means building up people emotionally, making them feel good, supporting them when they need it, and even when they don't.
Like I said, being nice.
Okay. I guess that is a good way of putting it. But sometimes it also means urging them to do things they don't want to do, but that you know would be good for them.
How are we supposed to do that?
Well, by keeping your eyes open for opportunities. In fact, Julie, that's what I'd like all of us to try during this coming week. Look for ways to practice encouragement. You know, it might be with several people, or maybe you just want to concentrate on just one person. You know, sort of make him or her your project. But either way, remember that when you practice encouragement, you're doing just what Jesus wants you to do.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
You sure had a lot of questions in class today.
Well, I thought that stuff about encouragement was important. In fact, I already have someone in mind to practice it on.
Really? Who?
Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Yeah, you heard him. Every time he tries to help someone, he messes up. And you know how much he messes up in school.
Yeah, I guess I can't argue with that.
Absolutely. If anybody needs encouragement, it's him.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, why?
Because if you do, I think you're going to need encouragement.
Well, that can be your project. But my project is definitely Dwayne Oswald.
Hey, hey, hey! That was a cool song by the cool guys. Hi, I'm Jet Black, and welcome to the Odyssey Roll Rob. I'm playing music, you can roll to it, this one's no exception. Put some oil on those wheels, and let them rotate the rhythmic beats of the Renegade Raiders and their hit song, Really, Really Rambunctious.
Whoa!
Move your feet, Dwayne, move your feet.
I am moving my feet, Julia!
Let the skates do the work.
I am, it's my feet that aren't working, whoa!
Turn!
I can't barely stand! I'm gonna crash, everybody get out of the way!
With your eye in the sky over the rink traffic road.
Ow.
Dwayne, are you okay?
Ow. I'm fine. Just help me up, will ya?
Hold my hand.
Careful. I'm very fragile.
Have a seat.
Safe at last. You know, I don't think roller skating is really my thing.
Sure it is. You just need some practice.
Everybody's going too fast.
Oh, it just seems faster than it really is. Once you get rolling with everyone else, it won't look as fast at all.
How will it look if they're rolling over me?
Just stay on the outer edge and go at your own speed. And don't worry if you fall. Everybody falls the first time.
This is my 15th time, Julie.
Most people fall on their 15th time, too.
Do most people at least make it out of the snack bar?
Just rest a few minutes and we'll try it again.
I don't want to try it again.
You're never going to get any better if you stay in the snack bar.
I don't want to get any better. Look, I know I'm no good at skating. I'm not really good at anything.
Oh, come on, you're good at some things.
Not really, but it's all right. I mean, I'm okay with it and everything.
You're okay with not being good at anything?
Yeah, in fact, that's one thing I am good at.
That's silly. I mean, come on, Dwayne. I can think of a ton of things that you're good at.
Name one.
Well, you're good at... I think you're funny.
Funny?
Sure, you've got a great sense of humor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm gonna get a soda. You want anything?
No, thanks.
Be right back.
Funny, huh? Maybe I am at that.
Jason?
Hey, Julie.
What are you doing here?
Aw, Dad had to run a few errands, so I'm filling in for him. How are you this afternoon?
Not too good. And I don't mean to be rude, but I think it's your fault.
My fault? What did I do?
Remember last Sunday in Bible class when you talked about how we need to practice encouragement?
Uh-huh.
And you told us that a good way to do that was to find someone and make them our project?
Yeah.
Well, I found someone and I started working on him.
I take it things aren't going too well?
Not at all. Last night we went skating and I really tried to encourage him, but he still told me that he's not really good at anything. Hmm. And he's okay with that.
Well, I never said it'd be easy. In fact, Julie, it can be very discouraging to try and encourage someone who doesn't want to be encouraged. But you never can tell. You might have encouraged him without even knowing it.
You think?
Yeah, could be. Tell you what, you just need to keep trying and let God handle the results.
Okay. Can I have a chocolate soda, please?
Sure thing. You want it here at the counter?
No, over at that booth. I have some homework to do.
Okay, you got it. One chocolate soda, coming right in.
Thank you.
There she is.
Julie.
Jared? Sarah?
You're the one. You did this.
Did what? What did I do?
Told Dwayne he was a comedian.
A comedian?
He said you told him he had a great sense of humor at the skating rink last night.
Yeah, so?
So now he thinks he's Mr. Funny Man. He won't stop telling jokes.
What?
And they're the worst jokes ever.
Wait a minute. You mean I actually encouraged Dwayne to do something? And he likes it?
Yeah, but we don't.
Next time, try encouraging him to be quiet.
Uh-oh, Jared, here he comes!
Ah, let's get out of here!
We'll get you for this, Julie, if it's the last thing we do.
Hello, ladies and germs.
Dwayne?
Hey, Julie. Hey, Julie, wheat, grass, straw. How many more plants can I name? Get it? Hey, Julie, plants. Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Looks like we got a great crowd here today. Where are you from, Julie?
Odyssey.
I'm sorry?
Odyssey.
I heard you the first time. I'm just sorry. But I'm...
That's a good one.
Thank you, and thank you.
And so you're a comedian now, huh?
Yeah, you said I had a good sense of humor. I thought I'd try it on everybody.
Great.
So, what are you doing?
Homework.
Why? You're not at home. But I'm... Get it? Home. Work. Homework. Get it?
Yes, I got it. Very funny. Yeah, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why do you keep saying ba-dum-tsh after your jokes?
That's what comedians call rim shot. It's a drum beat that sort of punctures the joke.
You can say that again.
What?
I think you mean punctuates.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
A rim shot, huh?
Yeah, and speaking of shots, that reminds me of a story.
Oh.
There were three prisoners who were going to be executed by a firing squad. They put the first prisoner up against the wall, and they were just about to shoot him when he yelled, "Earthquake!" And everybody ran for cover, and the prisoner got away. Well, they finally realized that there was no earthquake, so they brought out the second prisoner and put him against the wall. They were just about to shoot him when he yelled, "Tornado!" And everybody ran for cover. And again, the second prisoner got away. When they realized there was no tornado, they put the third prisoner against the wall. A real doofus. The commander said, "Ready, aim, and the doofus yelled, "Fire!" Bum-tsh. Oh. Get it? Earthquake, tornado, fire, firing squad. Get it?
Yes, yes, I get it, I get it. That's a good one, Dwayne.
Hey, what's so funny over here?
Dwayne's been telling some jokes.
Oh, yeah? Must have been good ones. Here's your soda, Julie.
Thanks.
I think I want to be a comedian when I grow up.
Ooh, tough job.
Oh, but I've got some great jokes. Like, why shouldn't you write on an empty stomach?
Why?
Because it's better to write on paper. But I'm... Get it?
not bad.
My father just won a frog jumping contest. He jumped over 35 frogs. But I'm... Get it? Here's my latest one. What are you doing your nose goes on strike?
What?
Pick it. But I'm... Get it? Nose?
Yeah, I get it. But, Dwayne, I'm not sure that one you ought to tell. It's kind of disgusting.
Oh, right. Well, I need to get some more then. That was my last one. Are there any joke books in the library?
Oh, boy, I don't know. Why don't you go take a look?
Great. See ya.
Bye.
See ya. You know, Julie, Dwayne doesn't really strike me as being the comedian type.
He isn't.
Well, you were laughing pretty hard.
I was just trying to make him feel better.
Aha, then Dwayne's your encouragement project.
Yeah, and it's finally worked, just like you said. I encouraged him without even knowing it. I told him he has a good sense of humor, and that made him want to try it out on people.
You ever plan on telling him the truth?
What for?
Well, so he doesn't go on thinking he's a great comedian.
But every kid has dreams of being something exciting. When I was little, I wanted to be a hockey player. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. As long as Dwayne realizes somewhere along the line that he might not be cut out for this. Hopefully, sometime before he comes back from the library.
What'd you get for number 5 about the president who signed the whatever?
Oh, Jefferson.
That's right, Jefferson. Why didn't I remember that? How'd you do on the essay?
Pretty good, I think.
Hang on, I gotta look at the bulletin board for a second.
What you looking for?
The date of the basketball tryouts.
Hey, what's this?
What?
This announcement. An all-school talent show?
Yeah, so?
Have you ever entered?
2 years ago, I played the guitar.
Do a lot of people come?
Usually the whole auditorium's packed.
Wow, doesn't look like very many students have signed up for... Oh, no. No, no, no.
What?
Down at the bottom, Dwayne has signed up for the talent show.
Dwayne? Doing what? Oh, no, not that.
Yeah. Dwayne Oswald, comedy routine. But,
Way to go, Miss Encouragement. He'll empty the seats faster than a 2-alarm fire. Either that or he'll get plastered with a truckload of tomatoes.
I better have a talk with him. You're gonna do your jokes for the whole school?
Yeah, isn't it great?
But, do you have a full routine?
Not yet, but I'm working on it. I've got a lot figured out already. Like the stuff I told you and Jason the other day at Wits End.
Oh boy.
What's the matter?
I'm just not sure you know what it's like, being up there in front of all those people. It's a lot different from telling jokes in a booth at Wits End.
I know, but I have to start somewhere if I want to be a comedian.
Maybe you should wait a little bit before you dive right into this.
It's too late. The auditions are tomorrow after school.
Auditions?
Yeah.
So, if, say, the people who audition you don't like your act as much as I did, they might not let you in the talent show?
Well, yeah, I mean, they just can't let anybody do an act.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. They'll decide if you'll be in the show.
Right. But I don't think I'll have much of a problem.
Well, talent shows are really competitive. I'm sure they have a lot of good contestants.
Oh, I know. I'm not worried. Well, I better get to working on my act. I'll see you.
Bye. I sure hope they let him down easy.
How many aspirin do you have left?
Back off. The rest are mine.
You know, we'd make a fortune if we sold earplugs at the door.
Yeah, that's good thinking.
We got any more auditions after this one?
One more.
One? Great. Okay, that's very nice. We'll let you know. Thank you. Wait a minute. We only have one audition left?
That's it. 10 people.
But that's like a 45-minute show. We can't charge money for this and have just a 45-minute show.
Sorry, all we got is 10.
But how are we gonna stretch it out?
Hey, you're the MC. Maybe you can do something to entertain between acts.
Oh, great.
Meanwhile, I guess we have to accept any act that auditions.
Even the clarinetist?
Even the clarinetist.
Look, I'll give you $500 for those aspirins.
Not a chance.
Oh, let's just get this over with. Next, please. Okay, give us your name and what you're going to be doing for us.
I'm Dwayne Oswald, and I'm doing a comedy routine.
Fine, Dwayne. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and germs. My father just jumped over 35 frogs.
Okay. Very funny, Dwayne. And you're in.
What?
You're in the show. Be here 4 o'clock Friday afternoon.
Really?
That's right. Congratulations.
Cool!
You probably should have let him tell a joke.
Well, he looked funny.
So, Dwayne's meeting you here?
Yeah, he'll probably need some support after they tell him he can't be in the show.
I hate to say I told you so, but...
I know, you're right. I should have told him. But at least he'll give up on the whole comedy thing now.
Julie, Jason, I made it!
What?
They want me in the show!
Great!
And did they listen to your act?
Yeah, well, the frog joke. I sort of messed it up, but they still loved it. They said yes, like, immediately.
The, same frog joke you told us?
Same one.
And you made it for sure? I mean, they didn't say they'd call you back or anything?
No, they just told me to be at the school at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. I can't believe this! This is so cool! I'm gonna be a comedian!
Yeah, I guess you are.
And it's all because of you, Julie. You were the first one to believe in me.
Yeah, I sure was.
I gotta go tell my folks. See you later.
Yeah, bye, Dwayne.
Yeah, see ya. How could this have happened?
Well, maybe the audition committee really saw something in him.
Or else they just decided to take anybody.
Well, I suppose he could have gotten a lot better since the last time we talked.
Jason, he used the frog joke.
Yeah, good point.
How could the audition committee do this?
I don't know. But they're not the only ones to blame.
I know.
So why didn't you tell him?
How could I? You saw how excited he was.
Yeah, and how excited is he going to be when he gets in front of everyone and embarrasses himself?
I was just trying to encourage him.
Julie, encouraging someone doesn't mean lying to them.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Here's the phone.
You mean now?
Well, give him a little time to get to his house.
Can I just wait until tomorrow so I can figure out what I'm going to say?
I think you need to talk to him as soon as possible.
Okay, I have to go home. I'll stop by his place on the way. Dwayne? Hi.
Oh. Hi, Julie.
Listen, I need to talk to you. What's the matter?
I can't do the show.
Really? Oh, why not?
I told my dad, and he said we were going to be out of town. We're going to my grandmother's house for the weekend, leaving right after school.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you definitely have to drop out?
Yeah, I'll tell him tomorrow.
Aw, I know you were excited about this, but hey, there's always next year.
I guess. So, what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, just wanted to congratulate you.
Thanks.
Sorry about everything.
Sure. I'll see you.
Bye. Got out of that one.
Julie!
Hi, Jared.
Where are you going?
Home. I had to stay after school to copy some music for the Glee Club.
You're not going to the show?
What show?
The talent show.
Oh, that is today, isn't it?
Yeah, started a half an hour ago. Dwayne said he wanted you to come.
When?
Today. You didn't talk to him?
Wait a minute. What do you mean he told you that today?
Just what it sounds like. He said if I saw you, to tell you to come and see his axe.
But that's impossible. He was going to his grandmother's house this afternoon.
They had a change of plans.
What? Oh, no. No, no. I gotta stop him.
Stop him from what?
From making a fool out of himself.
Excuse me. Excuse me?
Yeah?
Has Dwayne Oswald gone yet?
Doing what?
A comedy routine.
Oh, no. But I hope he comes on soon. This crowd needs a laugh.
Thank you. Thank goodness. I gotta catch him.
Thank you, Jody. That was Jody McCoy with a very piercing rendition of If I Didn't Care. Our next performer is Dwayne Oswald. Let's all welcome Dwayne.
Oh, no.
Good evening, ladies and germs.
Not the frog joke. Please, not the frog joke.
I'm Dwayne Oswald, otherwise known as Oswaldo the Magnificent. Watch closely as I cut this rope in half.
What is he doing?
As you can see, I cut through it cleanly. Now, I will place it in my hat, wave the magic wand, and voila! The rope is whole again. Thank you. For my next trick, I need an assistant from the audience. You, ma'am, could you come up here?
A magic act. He's doing a magic act, and he's not bad.
What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Lorraine Benson.
Miss Benson, do you have a problem with being cut in half?
Dwayne, hey!
Hi, Julie.
Wait up.
I didn't know you were here. I'm glad you got to see it.
Yeah, I'm glad too. It was great.
Thanks.
But what happened?
You mean to the comedy act?
Yeah.
I did it for my dad last night, and he told me the truth. It was awful.
Oh.
He taught me a few magic tricks real quick, so I did that instead.
Listen, I should have told you about your comedy act right up front. I just wanted to encourage you and make you feel better, but everything got out of control. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm just glad my dad told me before I humiliated myself.
Oh, I don't think you would have humiliated yourself. I still think you're a funny guy.
Really?
Yeah, you just needed better material, that's all. Like you used with your magic act.
You think?
Are you kidding? You heard the laughter and the applause. You were the best.
Wow. Wait, you're not just saying this to encourage me, are you?
Well, yes.
Oh.
But I'm also saying it because it's true.
Thanks, Julie.
Come on, let's go celebrate at Wits End.
Your treat?
Actually, I don't have any money with me.
Sure you do. You got a silver dollar.
Where?
Right behind your ear, see?
How'd you do that?
Ah, the hand is quicker than the eye.
We started off today's adventure with a Bible verse. Do you remember it? Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Encouraging others is a great way to bear their burdens. But it's not the only way. You might want to help them with chores or work, or even just sit with them and listen as they tell you about their problems. But whatever you choose to do, remember that bearing each other's burdens is a serious responsibility and something we're commanded to do. It's not just a suggestion, it's the law. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Joke's on You was written by Marshall Younger and Phil Lawler and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dwayne Harms. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.